Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories: how a small business can take advantage of Halloween, and the New York City restaurant with an unusual marketing approach. Those stories after this. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state, unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices helped it become a leader in industries that range from agribusiness and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan.
Look into any great business, whether it's a manufacturer or a hotel, a store, school, or hospital. Look into each and every one of them, and you'll find the same thing: great people. At Kronos, we believe that great businesses are powered by great people. And with Kronos Workforce Solutions, we'll help you find them, keep them, and engage them. Learn more at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Halloween may never again be like it was when we were young, when kids would run rampant for hours without adults, trick-or-treating ourselves into sugar oblivion, right? These days, it's the adults who are out running around on Halloween, at least according to the National Retail Federation. Here's how small businesses can take advantage, from Steve Strauss, small business columnist for USA Today. Steve, how do you see it?
Halloween is one of those things where a small business owner can either embrace it or run away from it. And many think, well, you know, I'm not a retail shop or whatever it is. I'm not going to embrace it. But the truth is, it's kind of like March Madness. Like, people are into it, especially adults, especially these days. So I say, let them, you know, go for it. Encourage customers to wear costumes or have a party, that kind of thing.
All right. So, yeah, break that down, because if you say, even if you're not retail, where you can obviously decorate a store or windows, then what can be done?
Well, here, I'll tell you what not to do. As you mentioned, I'm an attorney. I don't practice anymore. I came to my senses many years ago. But back in the day, I worked for this horrible law firm, and they had this idea: we're going to have a Halloween party. Instead of a Christmas or holiday party, we're going to have a Halloween party. So everyone thought, oh, that's kind of fun. The first hint we knew something was amiss was we were not allowed to bring our spouses or partners. Okay, that's fine. So we dressed in costume, and we went to the party, and it was a fine little party, 2 hours at this hotel. And then at the end of the party, the partner gets up and says, now, I want you to know, you didn't really get this time off. I want everyone to go back, and you have to work for an extra 2 hours tonight to make up for the time you were here at the party. So not only people dress as Han Solo and Chewbacca, you know, go back to work and write their briefs. So that's how not to do it.
Oh,
you know?
My goodness.
So, but here's how you can do it. I mean, if you're a retail shop, obviously it's easy. You put out some orange and black decorations and, you know, serve some hot chocolate or something like that. But, you know, offices can do the same thing. Some decorations, encouraging customers, or not customers, but employees to dress up on Halloween day or Halloween week. Gets everyone in the spirit, creates a good culture, creates a fun culture. People appreciate that it's not always about work, but that it's about fun too. So I think those kind of things make a difference.
We're speaking with Steve Strauss, small business columnist at USA Today. He's also author of a book called The Small Business Bible, and he's written a piece about how businesses should embrace Halloween. I thought another thing was, too, that was interesting is that you can't really dismiss it or even avoid it, because it seems like more people are participating than ever these days with Halloween.
It's just amazing. I won't speak for you, Gordon, but when I was young, you know, Halloween was this kid holiday. It's still a kid holiday, theoretically, but increasingly, it's become an adult holiday. I mean, I saw some stats, for example, like since 2009, spending on Halloween by adults has doubled. It's more than $9 billion, with a B, dollars a year spent by adults on Halloween, costumes mostly, but also beverages and also, you know, candy for the kids.
Thanks, Steve. Steven Strauss, small business columnist for USA Today. A business is only as strong as its people, and every hire matters. So don't settle for posting and then hoping the right person will find your role and apply. LinkedIn is more than the world's largest professional network. It's also a better way to find great talent. You already know LinkedIn is the world's largest professional network. Well, it's also a better way to find the best hires. And because LinkedIn considers skills, experiences, location, and more to match and promote your job to potential candidates, businesses rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. Did you know 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn every week in every industry? Go to LinkedIn.com/now and get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/now for $50 off. Terms and conditions apply. Again, LinkedIn.com/now. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. Finally, a New York City restaurant that lets its customers fish for their own food is set to open later this month in the posh Chelsea neighborhood. Zawo, a Japanese restaurant with 13 locations throughout Japan, is coming to America and bringing its unique business plan with it. According to the company website, customers use bait and a rod to dip into the restaurant's deep water tanks to try to catch one of the three fish varieties. The tanks are full of striped bass, trout, and salmon. Fox News says for the less familiar fishermen, the restaurant has fishing guides who are there to help customers in catching their meals. And then they celebrate with a large ceremonial drum once a fish has been hooked. The customers then turn over their fish and choose from a variety of options on how they would like the cooking staff to prepare the meal. Though the restaurant is not cheap, there is a discount for those who catch their own fish. Be warned, though, there is no catch-and-release policy. Once you catch it, you are expected to eat it. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can catch our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.